Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and we're down to just the three of us this week. Eric Rice is here.
Just the three of us.
And Starman Mike is here as well.
This is not the podcast you're looking for.
Probably not. Depending on what you're looking for.
Maybe it's like Men in Black. I need you to stare right here.
We'll do that at the end and make you think that you didn't waste 40
minutes.
Forget the
show. Hey, wasn't that show? Didn't I watch it? No.
It was a pretty good show.
Light refracting off of Venus.
Oh. All right. Well, I am in a studio again this week, not in Annika's lap. Annika is off tonight, and so is Casey. So yeah, just us. The flu is going around. How's you feeling, Starman? You were sick.
I'm doing much better.
That's good.
You were hacking and coughing for a while.
I still am a little bit. Now, Casey actually, I think she has allergies.
Oh, okay.
But I had allergies for like less than 24 hours just before I got my cold, and even they can kick your ass.
Oh yeah,
because you're just sneezing and sniffling all the time. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard that the flu has been really bad this year, especially on the East Coast.
Some
talk about all this.
Why I'm staying inside.
Yeah. Well, you know, the president maybe can put a ban and restrictions on flu and germs.
No breathing.
Sure. It's causing so many problems. I missed all this. I think, was it today? He was pulling out some laws or something. He was supposed to be a press conference about
that. Oh, yeah, today president was talking about it's all the gun stuff, and I guess he signed 23 executive orders, rolled out the children, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does that. And if you know anybody that's in news, you totally know how this game is played. It doesn't matter who you believe or what. It's just throw kids, throw puppies, all of that. It works. It sells.
Right. Sure.
And
9/11.
So he signed a bunch of paperwork, executive orders. And it's like, more background. Oh, okay, whatever.
Oh.
The interesting news comes from New York, though.
Yeah.
Because their state government is passing what some people say are like the toughest gun laws in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the big debate right now is, are they you can't ban guns. So what
right.
they've done is they've banned
bullets,
magazines that hold more than 7 rounds.
Sure.
But the trick is no gun. There is no 7 round cartridge. And like, I think every handgun, aside from maybe a revolver, but shit, that's like using a flip phone. I think every
only drug dealers use them.
No, not even. Those are disposable, like pre-made ones. I'm telling you, watch what happens. Someone's going to make like disposable prepaid guns with 7 bullets in them. You use them, throw them out. But anyway, yeah, like all handguns are like 9, 10 on up. So just the existence of the gun in general becomes illegal. I'm sure there'll be some like stuffage thing that you have to put in. I don't know.
And so, you can only use a 6-shooter.
Are they trying to get... you can have a smartphone, but it can't have a touchscreen.
Yeah, right? We're going back to muskets.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so a lot of people are like, how does that even work? It's
that's kind of the idea, I guess.
That makes a thing.
The thing is that, I don't know, and I saw this other story, and I'll tell you how this is related. It was about somebody is going to be selling a $35 alcohol vaporizer, which turns booze, alcohol into a gas that you inhale, and you get a much stronger buzz and much faster buzz, but but you don't have the discomfort of throwing up when you've had too much. You just keep going, and then pretty soon you're dead.
Isn't that called weed?
Well, no, I don't think weed will kill you if you smoke too much of it. If you inhale too much alcohol straight into your bloodstream, then you can get alcohol poisoning. But
yeah, there's two states that have weed. Come here.
Seriously. You just
eat a little more snacks.
But here's how it relates. People are going to get this, and people are going to kill themselves. And I'm pretty sure at this point, the general public is can't be trusted with themselves to do anything. And I think if cars hadn't been rolled out when they were, we would never be allowed to drive those things around now. There's no way that they would ever be allowed to be put in the public hands.
When you think about it, yeah. Liquid combustible fuel in a box.
Yeah, driving at, you know, many miles an hour.
The only thing that drives me nuts is any argument that starts with you don't need or why does anyone need? And of course, this has been going on because the North American Auto Show has been going on.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we'll talk about that. All sorts of new, cool, fast, outrageous stuff. You know, who needs 480 horsepower? You don't need that.
Yeah, well, there's that, yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I was in a car and I'm like, the public is so stupid in general. Or what would happen is somebody, if cars were just invented now and they're put out there, if the first person that got an accident would be suing the shit out of auto companies, and there would be the end of it.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. You really? I know that. That's why there's nothing. Everything that comes out is dumbed down so that people don't hurt themselves, and there's too many liabilities with everything.
Look, you're going to
can't even have coffee.
The internet's totally going to be locked down because people can't even control themselves there. If we can't trust you with a comment field, a comment form, pretty much there's nothing that we can trust anybody with. So, you know, ban it all. You could just whip out the textbook for all the responses. Well, comment fields don't kill people. You know, it's just, it's insane.
Oh, but sometimes they do.
Insane, yeah.
Sometimes they bully people into
people don't even know how to argue anymore. It's just like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's no, my phone is better than your phone is the whole argument all the time.
I know, right?
All of the arguments.
I think there are people truly out there who do believe that somebody has a mental health issue if they use the wrong phone.
Oh, yeah. Which
is probably a mental health problem from the person that thinks that in the first place.
I know. But, it's Mac, Windows, Atari, Commodore. You can go how far back? Ford, Chevy.
Sure. We've talked about this before. It's the team and my team, your team mentality in this country. I don't think this stuff happens too much in other places. I don't know.
No, yeah, I think we're lunatics. Because any time that there's a ban of anything, someone's going to find a way around it. Oh, you want to download that music? Well, we're going to put DRM in it. And then a bunch of people are like, fuck you, we got torrents or whatever. Yeah. It does not matter what you do. There will be a way around it. It does not matter if you are rich. It does not matter if you're poor. If you get rich, you can pay less taxes because you know how to shuffle around your shit.
Right.
You know? And actually, I was doing the math because the big thing is, high capacity, which a lot of people look at as normal capacity, gun enthusiasts do. So if you have a mag that's got 25, that can hold 25 rounds, you can't have it anymore. That's just the assumption that the old assault weapons thing is going to pass. So that means you basically have to carry a whole crap load of 10. The space that a 25 round mag takes up, on your person or in a bag or whatever, you can probably carry, I'm thinking, 50 rounds because they're a lot smaller and a lot squarer. And then the issue at that point, and hell, you could print those things out with a 3D printer. They're illegal because they'd be 10 rounds, right? Or 7 or whatever it is. You just pop them out, slap the other one in. That takes no time at all. But generally speaking, the amount of ammunition that you can carry now will increase because you are banning something that was more bulky.
Right.
It's like when people tried to make laws with the internet and they don't know how the internet works. The exact same thing is going on right now. The exact same thing when people try and prevent marriage laws, you know, or they pull some marriage law out of their butt. People who make laws don't know what the hell they're making laws about. It's insane.
I think we should all run for Congress.
The reason why they have the 7 clips is so that somebody doesn't have to pump 50 rounds into people, and they have to take the time.
They have to pause after the
7 rounds was a very subtle way to accidentally ban all handguns.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, let's go lower than what the actual thing is. And I mean, you know, firearms aren't cheap.
Are people going bananas right now?
They went bananas the day after. They even back to as far back as Aurora. Man, people just went nuts. I think I forgot the data, but like in the past month and a half, more weapons have been, or at least more background checks have been conducted. And if there's a weapon sold for every background check, to equip the entire Chinese and Iranian armies.
Nice.
I mean, it was like some 2.5 million background checks in December alone. And that's beyond holiday shopping.
Isn't it now like 88 guns for every 100 people?
The thing is a lot of people look at it as an NRA thing, but I don't think people realize how tiny the NRA is compared to how many people actually own firearms.
I think they're a vocal minority.
Yeah, and they're a lobbying group, and they provide. Some people join the NRA for the insurance benefit or whatever, or they have to because their gun club requires it. But there's only like 4 million people in the NRA. And even if that number is padded and they don't know when somebody dies, so they're just counting people who've paid, right? Mm-hmm. There's like 80 or 90 million firearms owners. And a lot of them don't even talk about it, so it's not like you know. So, you know, people don't realize that.
Yeah. Well, the government also went ahead and issued a statement that they're not going to build a Death Star, in case anybody was worried that there might.
That's right.
I don't know if this
are us.
I don't know if this is related to how many rounds the Death Star holds or not, but they're not. They're going to do it.
But in other news, the White House has increased their petition number to 100,000. So they don't have to deal with this anymore.
How many?
I mean, people are making petitions for everything now, and it takes no time at all in the internet era to come up with 25,000 signatures.
Is that all you needed? 25,000?
Yeah, now it's 100,000. It used to be 5,000, then it got bumped to 25. Now it's 100,000.
So, do you want to read part of this? Do you have this up there?
I don't have it.
The mic?
I don't have it. Hold on.
Oh, that's fine. I thought maybe someone had it up. Basically, they did address the serious question if there was going to... Was it a question if they were going to build it, or was it a petition to actually build it?
It was a petition to build it. It was ridiculous. Of course, it was never going to get
built. I like that the people think that the petition means that, oh, it'll happen.
Yeah. 25,000 people. How would that even work?
Whether or not the White House is going to respond to it.
So they'd be better off.
Funny about the whole thing too.
They were pretty funny. They would. They might be better off just equipping the moon into a battle station rather than, you know, put a bunch of armor around.
I forgot. We flew there once.
Yeah, and why haven't we gone back?
And you know, a lot of it too is symbolism. Like, so one of the things we got is a legendary young activist. Aaron Schwartz committed suicide. He was 26 years old. And he was, of course, under investigation and indicted on charges for, you know, checking out too many books from the library, basically. And there was a petition to remove the prosecutor for the state of Massachusetts from office. You know, a fantastic view of solidarity ain't ever going to happen. You know?
Yeah, I was reading
this. Oh, well.
That this guy, this prosecutor, also was maybe linked to another.
Kid. Well, yeah, there was like the assistant prosecutor, and then I think Carmen Ortiz or whatever her name is. But she issued a statement going, "Why? We were just going to give him 6 months."
Yeah.
You know, and she's all good friends with Eric Holder and deep. So I mean, that ain't going to happen in a million years. I mean, you look at it right now; it's like there's almost every group has something to be pissed off at the government for right now.
You know?
You want to do something on the internet? It's probably a crime.
Probably.
You know.
If you were listening to this show, you may go to jail.
Right. Who knows, right?
We may go to jail for actually making this show.
But, yeah, really sad news about Aaron Schwartz. But I think what was kind of fascinating was watching how big the news was.
Yeah.
Because it covered Tech Meme. It was on Memorandum. It had a good portion of Media Gazer. And then you had... Not just popular people, but functionally powerful popular people commenting on it. The guy who invented the web, for God's sake. Yeah.
It even made it into mainstream media, too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I even heard it on Coast to Coast AM. They were talking about it.
It opened up a lot of... I saw some people write about mental health and depression. And there are a lot of people that wanted to point fingers. It became bigger well, not bigger. It was big, but it asked more questions than it answered.
It got a lot of people examining that case with a microscope.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the speed thing is what everybody has to deal with. It doesn't really matter. You know, you'd be a business, you'd be at a school or whatever. Some dumbass kid says something in their dumbass school in Tennessee. Boom. Millions of people hear about it like that. You know, even Facebook announced some new, you know, search thing that they're going to do. Everyone's freaking out about it, even though it's the exact same information that's already public. The difference is it's a little bit harder to get the information. It takes more work. It's like what a private eye used to do, right? You had to go and dig through things. Now you just click a couple buttons and it's all there. The speed is what people have a problem with.
Yeah.
So
that's
because people are generally lazy.
Yeah, and I don't think that the government's liking the fact that, oh, all these lawyers around the world are examining this case now.
Oh, probably not.
You know, before it's just like, yeah, that's just internet people doing their thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe we can get off of the depressing news. Well, one more depressing thing, I guess, is that they're making another Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and they hired the guy that wrote the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull to do it. So.
Oh, I thought Jurassic Park 4 was a depressing.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that too.
There's that too.
You need to lump the show notes together a little bit better.
Yeah, we're just dumping them in there.
June 13th, 2014. I have still not seen Jurassic Park 3.
There's probably no reason to.
I wasn't thrilled with Jurassic Park 2, and I just went.
There's Ewoks in it.
I wish there was Ewoks in it. I did see Bill Pullman on, what was it? The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn. He was on last night because he has the new TV show out where he plays the president. And he, of course, was the president on Independence Day. And we talked about whether or not they're going to make another Independence Day. And he said that they're still talking about doing it. He's looking kind of old. He was looking kind of like Mitt Romney, but a little older.
Who?
Bill Pullman.
Wasn't he in? He was in a Torchwood not too long ago.
Yes.
And he looked kind of, I mean, granted, he was playing a really creepy dude.
Yeah.
But.
He just kind of disappeared for a while, and now I guess he's coming back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, maybe. There was some Star Wars news, sort of.
Sort of.
Well, first they said Zack Snyder was going to be working on a Star Wars samurai thing. I don't know.
Wait, Zack Snyder? Oh, I'm thinking D. Schneider. Never mind.
That would be even
better. That would have been a totally different thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the rumor that Zack Snyder is developing a Star Wars film outside the new trilogy. There was going to be some kind of samurai type thing. Of course, now this came from the Hollywood Reporter that said Hollywood Reporter said that this is not true at all, according to his representatives. Zack Snyder, of course, the guy that did Sucker Punch and better movies like The Watchmen, and perhaps we'll see how the Superman movie is that he's doing.
I read some stuff on Superman that makes it look pretty impressive.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
There was an interview with Russell Crowe who basically said that the movie is supposed to explore the psychology not just of Superman, but what happens if someone like Superman came to Earth. Oh, like, man. in the 78 movie, basically everybody said, oh, look, there's a guy who can carry a helicopter. Derp.
Yeah.
And they were pretty accepting of it, just easily. A little too easily. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess I can see what you're saying.
Probably start a petition. Export the weirdo.
He's taking our germs.
Seriously, aliens, if you're out there listening and you've got some hot shit translator that can understand while we are generally nice and clean smelling people, really hit up another country first. You're just going to, it's a hassle here. Just don't.
Yeah.
Avoid it.
Just keep picking off the rednecks.
Go to like, I don't know, Finland or something.
Think it's an interesting take on the whole thing.
I get that from the trailer now that you've mentioned it, because they're all kind of like, I mean, you can see the people are freaking out about Superman.
Yeah.
You know, they show him in cuffs.
It's just like anything else in the world. The first thing that people are going to do is they're going to get scared.
Sure.
Because it's like anything. They're going to say, well, what if this guy is not mentally stable? How do we know this guy's going to like fly around and use his heat ray vision to melt everything?
Background check.
It's a bad day. Oh, really?
Well, what if? Does Superman not have bad days?
So maybe this is Superman for our generation of paranoia.
Post 9/11 Superman.
Right.
Well, not so much 9/11 so much as it is just worried about mental health and people. In the terms of being scared. Like,
this guy that can carry helicopters doesn't have a Facebook profile, and I'm pretty suspicious about that.
Where's his license to fly?
Yeah.
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 So there'll be video on YouTube of him like chucking buildings. He'll be like shopped. He'll be like, I can move buildings. Ask me anything on Reddit.
I can see your underwear as long as it's not lead. Yeah. Or as long as you're not wearing lead pants.
Right. Picks or it didn't happen.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous enough to be believable.
We have some RoboCop news if we want to do that now.
All right, go for it.
Let me find the thing. I lost the thing.
Drop the bass.
I pushed the wrong button. I messed it up. Oh, well.
Fix it in post.
No, we're just going to leave it because who cares?
Do it live.
RoboCop. We did do it live. That's why it was messed up. So, RoboCop statue that they're building in Detroit is getting a little bit closer to reality. Some of his disassembled parts are on their way from Vancouver this month. I did run into one of the guys behind this a while back. I think I mentioned his name's Pete what's his name here? Pete Hotelet. Or Hotelet? I don't know. I couldn't get a hold of him, so I don't really know what the deal is. But this story comes from DeadlineDetroit.com, and apparently before that it came from the Detroit Free Press. Assorted pieces of RoboCop's torso, legs, and other body parts necessary for the final mold, all based on the exact model made by San Francisco's Fred Barton Productions, are expected to be shipped by mid-January, which is about now. So we'll see. That'd be a pretty cool statue to have. Detroit doesn't have much, so you know, good for them.
I have some news that's not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is rather important.
Oh, but go.
A little important to me. Maybe it's important to you. So if you all remember the old Cosmos TV series from 1980 with Carl Sagan.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they were going to redo it. There was this, you know, big thing with Seth MacFarlane and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Well, as
yesterday, they just started filming.
With those guys?
Yep. Well, with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Everybody else is behind the camera, but it's a thing.
Cool.
It's not just a rumor now. It's a real thing. So it's not going to come around until 2014, like RoboCop, but...
In Jurassic Park 4.
In Jurassic Park 4, but I was pretty excited to see that they're finally filming.
That's cool. That'll be good. Yeah. Good to have some smart TV once in a while. They discovered some 18 heads at O'Hare Airport. Severed human heads discovered. 18 of them. Now, before you lose your head, these were legitimate severed heads.
Apparently, also, everybody was cool about it. That's the article that I saw. Everyone's like, eh.
Yeah, they were for medical research purposes. And apparently, this happens all the time with arms and legs and other bits and pieces. Yeah. However, usually there's someone there to pick it up. I'm not sure how they got lost, but...
isn't there a movie, Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
With Joe Pesci.
Yep.
Let's see. Chicago CBS says Bell, whoever Bell is, somebody investigating, I guess, declined to say where the package was shipped from. Various outlets claim it was Italy. Where it was intended destination was, although, it's still under investigation. The investigation is absolutely not connected to the packaged heads or how the heads were packaged and preserved. Probably chilled, wrapped, and insulated in a cooler of some sort. I wouldn't want to find that. I'd have nightmares. I think. Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Whatever. What's your Darth Vader thingy here?
So somebody took the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger and replaced it with replaced Darth Vader's lines in Star Wars with them. They're
Isn't
not
that old.
I don't know. I just saw it today.
I think that's been around for a while.
You can play actually. Some.
So here, hold on one second. Well, here it is. Let me bring it up. So here,
she said,
it's on YouTube. It's called Darth Vader voiced by Schwarzenegger. I'm just going to zoom.
And it's probably exactly what you think it is.
The Death Star plans are not in the main computer.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
You are damaged goods, lady.
Fuck you.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
She'll give away our position any chance she gets. She's your baggage. You fall behind, and you're on your own.
We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy?
So it goes on from there. Yeah. It's okay. It's cute.
Is it as good as the Darth Vader hard of hearing video?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh man, look that one up. The hard of hearing Vader.
What?
Hard of hearing Vader. I must say, did you see the bad lip reading for the NFL?
Yes, my God.
Oh, hilarious. I watched it like a dozen times already.
Yeah, that was pretty good too. These are your highlights today. Video highlights. Are you looking up the hard of hearing Vader?
Yeah, I am.
That's a pretty good one.
All right, I've got it up. Let's see if it doesn't have like a 9-minute intro, like all these other.
Death Star plans are not in the main.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
What?
Is that it?
Plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made.
Just as lots of what?
During the fight. No life forms were aboard.
What?
So it's all it does. That's funny.
Yeah, it's just funny because they edited out any lines that Vader would have been saying. So he's just kind of staring off into space a lot and moving his head, and like not hearing whatever they're talking about, and then just going,
like,
"What?"
Garfield without Garfield.
Yeah, kind of. Somebody should do a Robot Underpants without Langley sometime. it'll just be you guys staring and not laughing. I don't know what else we got going on. Anything else? Oh, did you go to the auto show?
No, I did not. The weather was just nasty.
Was it frightful?
Oh, it was terrible.
But the fire was so delightful.
And I'm still getting over this cough. I didn't want to go out in the cold.
Jeez.
That new Corvette looks awesome.
It does.
You know,
Ferrari like.
At first, looking at the first pictures I saw of it, I did not like it. But some later ones I saw, it looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're finally making it look a little bit better. Some of those, like from the mid '80s till now, a lot of those Corvettes did not look very good.
I'm not really a huge Corvette guy. I'm just like, you know.
I mean, the old '70 whatever Stingray. That's a cool car. That had some. You know, it stuck out a little bit.
We had a 62 vet in the family. I think I might have said that last week. I just don't fit in them.
No.
I'm just too tall.
Did you have that problem with the DeLorean that you had?
No, the John DeLorean is 6'4", so he built the car specifically for tall people. So I never had a problem fitting in the DeLorean.
Did it have a problem driving over the white lines in the road?
Oh, ha.
Thank you.
You know, someday you're going to forget those jokes.
Old joke is old.
Yeah. Old joke is Eric. Lance Armstrong, speaking of old jokes, he was on the Oprah Winfrey?
That story has been going on for so long. Does anybody actually care anymore?
No. And no one cared about bike riding up until, you know, there was a little bit of drama, and now no one cares again.
He and in the entire sport do drugs, okay.
Yep.
And
like most sports.
Okay. I just found out today that I guess Jose Canseco doped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Everybody was pissed at him. Well, the baseball players were pissed at him because he testified against everyone saying, yeah, we did it.
Yeah. And,
Yeah.
It just seems so trivial now.
I would like everyone to know that we do not dope on this show.
But we may drink beer.
If we did, though, our voices would sound amazing. It'd be like, this is the best podcast in the world.
In fact, I don't think we're drunk enough for this show.
They dope. See, if what happens is we run the risk of Langley not being able to push the record button.
That has happened. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's happened on this show. Has it happened on this show before?
No, I don't think on this one.
I've definitely had that.
Although you don't, I think there was one time you didn't remember doing the show.
Oh, there's probably a few of those. I mean, there's a lot of shows in the past that I don't remember doing. This one, maybe a few. But yeah, some of those.
We talked about spreadsheets that entire show. I don't know why.
Maybe that's why I forgot. Yeah. Next week, I will be officially not in San Francisco anymore.
So,
going Hollywood.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, going down there, going down that a ways. That way. I don't know.
What was that old show? Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I'm gonna load up my pickup truck. Gonna sit
Beverly Langley.
Gonna sit in the rocking chair on the way down. It's tied to the roof, and we'll see. Now I've been packing up stuff, and it's pretty bad. I have a lot of junk. Yeah, I have to go through some stuff. Maybe I you know what? I didn't really. I always wait till the last minute to start packing, and then I'm like, I should have started before and went through and threw away some of the stuff. Maybe I'll go through it when I unpack, and maybe we'll have giveaways. We can give away some stuff.
Oh, there was one thing that I forgot to talk about.
Oh, okay.
There is a Chinese World of Warcraft theme park.
Oh, dear.
An actual one with like real structures, real life-size structures.
And pandas.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Here, I'll put the link in chat. But it's pretty wicked. Now, what they did was they took some slight liberties to make it not look completely WoW-like. But it's like instead of a worgen, it's not quite a worgen. Instead of a night elf, it's not quite a night elf.
It is a Chinese knockoff.
It is.
What's it called? Planet of Warzone?
Something like that. Let me see. It's not in this article, but yeah, it's something like that. It's like Planet of Warzone or something like that.
Planet of War Building.
I'm trying to find the name of it.
Wow.
I don't have it. But yeah, they've got pandas. And this place is massive, though.
I'm sure it's over the top.
And of course, depending on who, you know, depending on what season pass you buy, some people are going to have long lines, other people are going to get right in.
Right.
Oh.
We could do an entire show of puns about Warcraft theme parks.
You could probably hear those on the World of Warcast.
Yes.
Show.
Very true.
Called Joyland World.
Joyland.
Of course it makes no sense. Wow. I've been playing Borderlands 2.
How do you like it?
I like it. I don't... I haven't played a lot of games with other people, so it's cool to do that. And, yeah, it's all right. It's cool.
Okay.
I'm a gamer now, I guess. Again. I don't know. It's all right. We blew through that show, I guess. I don't know. You got anything else to talk about?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. That's it. What do you got going on?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You doing any shows anymore?
No.
I thought you were talking about right now.
Oh, yeah. You want to hang out?
Sure. Shows. The Infinite Loop Show. This week in Trek, the Hooniverse, and World of Warcast.
Did you change some names on some of those things or what?
No.
Not those. I thought you were working on that. Never mind. Eric Bryce on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What do you got? What do you got going on? Anything?
Just actually working in the wonderful world of app development. I got to totally pimp this app because it's hilarious. I don't know if it exists on what platform, but it's called Pixel Heritage. And, you know, everybody knows Instagram, and every site out there puts filters on your photos. This lets you take photos with your camera as if you were using a whole variety of old Nokia phones. So it totally replicates old school Nokia phone cameras.
Makes them look like shit.
Well, you're all right. I guess that's a new approach to the filter thing. So.
Right. Instead of making them look like shitty Polaroids, they look like shitty camera phone pictures.
You're like, ooh, I want the 0.1 megapixel Nokia 6610i.
Hipster level up.
I know. This isn't actually a hipster upgrade, I believe. I found it on Windows Phone. I don't know if it's on iOS or Android.
Yes. What's it called? Pixel Heritage?
Pixel Heritage, yeah. It's made by Virgin Mobile Poland.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I have to look for that. Did you try it? Does it look awesome?
No, I haven't done it yet, but I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it's possible it could be cool.
It says all Nokia legends are at your hand, from 0.1 megapixel Nokia 6610 up to 5 megapixel N95. The N95 was an amazing phone, by the way.
I had one of those, yeah.
It was.
That was the first phone I had where you could like stream live video over the cell.
I did that. I streamed live video to Keek. No, to Quick. Quick, Q-I-K from Tokyo. That's still around? I don't know. I think it is.
Yeah. I used to do that. I used to send it to Quick. And there was another one. Kiva. And was it Kiva? There was another. It started with a K.
Yeah, Quick no, video, no. But it looks like they're going desktop. Oh, they got phone apps. Everything's got a phone app now.
I don't see Pixel Heritage for the iPhone, so.
Do we have a breaking news? Wait, do we have a breaking news sound here?
Oh, I don't know.
I have breaking news.
Conrad Baines is dead.
Oh, that, yes, unfortunately. That's not breaking.
That was like 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I don't know. Here, we'll just use this. All right, go.
You stop that. Warner Brothers is rebooting Gremlins.
Also, there's a new Ghost in the Shell coming out this year.
Yes.
Arise. Can't wait for that.
I have to watch the original.
I don't know about the Ishtar music, but that's breaking news. This concludes the breaking news update.
Okay. There you go. Better.
Wow. That's all I got. I don't know. I'm sure that I do have somewhere some breaking news and noises, but.
All right, I'm done. Yes, I'm Eric Rice on Twitter.
All right.
I'm on Twitter.
I'm Langley. I hope they don't screw up Gremlins. You know, I did see quickly. I saw.
Quickly. There's no time.
There isn't. Somebody was selling a cast mold of a gremlin, life size, on eBay, I think it was. Not too long ago. I did not buy it. Things like that make me wonder, how does one get a hold of something like that?
Very good point.
We'll leave that for you to think about, I guess, till next week. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Bright light. Zero friction.
Man it with a chimp until it dies. Zero friction. Twirling on and on in the invisible sky. You've been happy since the dawn of time. Silent punk rocker. Take a break and shut down that guitar. Sit down and wonder. Where did the drum machine come from? I don't know. You've been unsatisfied for some time. I got zero friction in my life. Zero friction in my life. Zero friction in my life. Give me zero friction. Jet plane,
You hover happy without fear. You fire the pilot. File your flight plan. Dry your tears. You've been gorgeous for so many years. Massive gorilla. Put down that chew toy. Take a break and think about the cages. At the zoo where you spend your whole life eating steak. You've been unstoppable since prehistoric times. Yeah, yeah, I got zero friction in my life. Zero friction in my life. Zero friction in my life. Give me zero friction. Zero friction. Zero friction.